but we had felt that by the power sales agreement, that our firm power requirements were not being met because the resource had been displaced earlier in the year down to the south. So those sales had been made, that money was in the bank, and we ran out. Nobody's fault, we just ran out. But our question, again, Rangel's question was, why, if the organization sold the resource and that's our dedicated resource, and we were unable to take and turn around and send power back through Swan, because as it turned out, and Jeremy and I were just talking about this last night, there was issues for Ketchikan, which we, you know, again, they bumped up into another issue. But it was this unprecedented situation that we had never dealt with before. If a community is asked to turn on diesels because of peaking or long-term planning because we're trying to conserve the reservoir.
Or emergency on the line,
absolutely, no reimbursements. But in this situation, there was a decision made to sell the resource out at a time when we still thought we'd have plenty of time to make it up, and we didn't get there. So that was the reason that happened, and we can debate that. As far as, I don't think there is a debate, should we be paying for anybody to, the line goes down, should Rangel be able to send a bill in and say, hey, we want you to pay for our diesel. That's, we've never ever asked for that. And the only reason this was asked for was because we felt that our firm power requirements were not being met. And because there was a drought, but the water was there, it was sold, and now we were left with a fairly hefty diesel bill. Lisa, I don't know if you want to.
No, I concur. This was an anomalous situation, and on all the other instances, the U.S. mentioned, we have
it sounds like to determine, to establish who's blame, or not really who's blame, that's wrong, who causes the issue, or I think that's what I hear is the question, is was it caused by maintenance from one of the cities, period, or was it caused by decisions that were made outside that decision body? So in other words, I think you've mentioned, or I've heard people say that, you know, if it's a maintenance thing that SEPA has to take down generation, and for that reason, that they reimburse diesel. And the question is, okay, was the draw on specifically Tahi, was that predictable to the point that the generation could have been spread across that time? Who was the responsible party to determine then who would compensate for the diesel? Is that
sort of? It's a flaw in our. It's not a flaw. It's the we SEPA did what we were supposed to do. We're supposed to sell all the power. We did that. We sold all the power. That was, you know, grade A for selling all the power. The problem was the community that's supposed to have that as a dedicated resource wasn't the one buying all the power, and in the end ran out of power and had to generate power. That's the issue. I think the organization met its mandate, and that's a good thing. I mean, and we've had that conversation before. That's what we're supposed to do. But in this particular situation, it left. Left us without, and it's particularly from the Rangel standpoint, it's tough because we have no legacy project. Our only power source is Tahi or whatever Swan can come back with. And it was kind of a perfect storm because Ketchikan was bumping up with EPA regulations, and we had the meeting in December where we said, yeah, we got to keep the lights on in Ketchikan, so whatever that means to us, just do it. We don't want Ketchikan going black. But that was, so I don't see it as do we ever pay for diesel? The question to me is, what is our buffer of safety in Tyee? You know, and I think the agency was responsive to the northern communities at the end of the day by coming up with a draft plan that I believe probably overbuilt in, you know, a level of security to prevent us from overdrafting down. And I know I use the term oversale and that bugs Trey, but it was it was the right sale. They sold all the power, but it's a bad precedent from our perspective that if that's our only matrix, and then the word firm is a little bit squishy, and to our all respect to our forefathers, we'd never have quite been able to determine the formula for firm. What does that mean? Is it like how do you work with that term to the community? Because if you say it's a, how much did you use last year? Well, that's how much you're gonna get this year. How much you use over 3 years? Or do we have a right to all the power we need forever out of that reservoir? And you can't, you've gotta make sure you always meet our needs. What does the firm word firm mean? So those things conspired to create the situation we had. And that's why Lisa and I felt very strongly that the money, the power that had been sold, some of that should be used to help to offset the cost of the additional burden to the community.
Well, would that be a potential? That be a potential solution is to determine what the firm calculation would be, and then settle on that and move on from there. I mean, sometimes it's the one element that just kind of fixes and unlocks the problem. Have to find it.
And that could be. I mean,
I have some comments, but I don't know if it derails this process. You know, I think there's some misunderstandings of the contract.
Okay.
SEPA's job is to maximize and optimize. Okay. 8 years, they did a great job. That money doesn't go into the bank and they're making money on it. It goes to reduce all costs. They're optimizing the two dams. So in the perfect storm, and it definitely was. They were doing their job based on what they knew. And what happened, what they knew or what they thought, went kiddywonkers, you know, with the rain and the drawdowns. And then that was the reaction that everybody had to fix it. But when you say they did their job to sell all the power, that's not their job. Their job is to maximize it. And then in the power sales agreement, which everyone signed, it goes dedicated output, which what they estimate what your firm requirements are, load forecast, you know, economic indicators. They try to figure it out, which the board's involved in, and then determine that number. And then when that number is being satisfied under the contract that everybody signed, the extra does get transferred and used to optimize the system. So that's what they were doing. Where I think, you know, if I had to sort of go, I was involved in some of the conversations, or at least on the line, that when you guys were trying to resolve this. But where I go is somewhere along the line, someone's thinking about the rain and someone's thinking about the drawdowns. And that either was getting transferred in the operating meetings or not. Or, you know, maybe if it was being transferred and the people were going back and not saying anything, then there's a gap. Or if they weren't saying it, then there's a gap. But the knowledge of exchange between, geez, you know, it's being drawn down and I don't see any rain, but if we get rain, we're fine. Somewhere, every day, someone's looking at that. And so what happened was, again, perfect storm, you got surprised. I mean, it was a surprise, like all of a sudden, gosh, we're in trouble. Well, somewhere along the line, someone sort of should have known that, in my opinion. And I have a lot of half, three quarters facts here, but so then the question is, what do you do when you're at that spot? I mean, that's what the real issue is. You know, they came up to a spot and said, oh my gosh. And then you guys had to react. And then you didn't like the fact that, oh, this is my dam and I should get this at all the time, so therefore someone should pay me for that. And that's the impression I get. And the answer is no, it's our dam and we're gonna optimize and maximize the system. And this time we got caught with the weather and the drawdowns, you know? So 1 out of 9, not a bad average, but how do you handle that? Now, going towards a solution, I would recommend you consider giving SEPA the ability to direct a protocol of maybe feathering the diesels. You go 12, you go 12, you go 12, you go 12, because we're at this scale where we're not sure. If we get rain, no problem, but maybe we should just go a week and feather diesels in there. Then you're asking them to say, would you operate the whole system? Go beyond maximizing my dams. Or you could argue that is an interpretation of optimizing and maximizing the dams by saying, I need you to back off, bring up your diesels, do it in a time when the air is good and all those kind of things. But it's not to sell all the power, it's to maximize and optimize. And if they leave the water behind the dam when there's a need up north, that doesn't serve anybody's purpose. And that's sort of the rub that you have to work through. But okay. I think
so this has been a good discussion, Jeremy, real quick.
I just wanted to say that when we're talking about the conversation we were asking about initially was about diesel burn. Now, when this whole situation was going on with the drought, I was an outside observer, but from the utility perspective, seeing what was happening. And I think that from a SEPA board perspective, one of the tools that we have available to us is the operations plan. That operations plan clearly details dedicated resource and all those things. And there was a changes in the operations plan after this that the board was involved with that dictates how that happens. But as far as SEPA's role to say burn diesel, I don't know that that's their role. Their role is to say you have power available or it's curtailed. It's the community's role then to determine how they're going to burn diesel. So that's, I think, one thing. The second thing is that was brought up was about mutual aid and how do one community help another community. The question for the board is that a role of SEPA, or do they help facilitate that, or is that something that each community gets together and we determine what kind of mutual aid we want to have, and then we would work with SEPA or, you know, work with the board from the community perspective to say this is what our plan is for mutual aid, how can SEPA assist with that? So
that's I fully agree to start with. I'm frustrated because I felt from, again, just the Wrangell perspective, we were trying to have those conversations in September out of concerns that we were getting low. And maybe we didn't articulate things well enough, but we had actually started talking about, can we do a burn? Could we burn and displace some water in, I believe, September or October?
Early October.
And the issue for us was the answer was, sure, if the community'd like to do a burn, that's fine. The problem is we're not the only community that's drawing off that reservoir. So if it's not a coordinated effort, we're doing burns in Wrangell to preserve water, and Petersburg, or, you know, they had stopped selling south by that point, isn't. It's not coordinated. So I guess we could try to reach out to Petersburg and start making decisions about displacing the power, but that's not, we're obligated to buy power if it's, we're told it's there. And so we were told there was power there, and so that's a little bit of a frustration, I will say that. I believe, you know, again, our perspective is probably different than other people's perspective in this situation, but I believe that the community was reaching out on a regular basis trying to offset. You know, we went into June almost 100 feet below where the reservoir was traditionally. There was concerns from that point forward. So again, yes to everything you said, but that really, it doesn't really work on our end, because if we're making independent decisions about turning our generators on to save the reservoir, that's really, it's one group doing it. Lisa, I don't know if you want to address anything else that was said there, because you have.
I've got some other thoughts, but I that it's going to squirrel us out a little bit. And
okay.
I know these guys are, what I'm pretty sure they're going to say is we're here to figure out a game plan to address this issue, not address the issue. Even though I think what we need to be doing is address the issue.
But that's, and with that said, I agree. The problem is this was a unique issue that we're trying to bring back into. I have no argument about SEPA doesn't pay for diesel burn. None. But when you have a unique situation like what happened, is there the flexibility from the board to work with the community to help the community offset its diesel costs.
All right, so let's bring this whole stuff through. So here's what I've heard. I've heard in terms of the goals that you guys would like to achieve, you want to know a buffer of safety to hedge against diesel use. Is that accurate? Steve, that's pretty much, that's what I thought I heard you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which you've done.
Which we have.
Right. I mean, this is something that you've done.
Right.
Okay. And then you're looking for a financial mechanism to recoup in instances potentially where it's recognized that SEPA's role was at fault versus really what we're saying here is that, you know, these are all conditions that are outside, external, outside the control of SEPA. Maybe there's a, with the attorneys, there's some mechanism to say, okay, well, SEPA's at fault for this, and so they're going to have to recoup. But in the instance that occurred, it sounded like this was external, outside, weather conditions and other. Steve, that's what you're driving towards?
I don't think there's a fault issue here. I think it's where circumstances arise. I wouldn't say fault.
Carl? No, that's the point I was going to make, that fault isn't the right word to be using.
Okay, circumstances evolve, and we want to make sure we can avoid that.
Correct.
Okay. And then lastly, the goal is to define SEPA's role in mutual aid.
And so I just had one comment. I think, like, the natural progression of SEPA, or I guess the creation of it, like, it started out four dam pool, then it was SEPA, then we did the SDI. And I think it's, like, the natural progression that the communities are getting more linked through the utilities. And so I think this discussion, that's where it's kind of leading. Like, I asked that question before, is SEPA's responsibility going to be 100% power to communities? Basically, it's going to manage the diesel generators, tell us when to turn them off and on. Is that the point we're getting? And I think I remember talking before, Bob, you said that at some point before, maybe 15 years ago, we had reimbursement at certain points. And I was wondering, do you know the background on those or why they, anybody?
I can just comment briefly. So up until this point, we do have a mechanism for solving this. It's on a been on a case-by-case basis that's been brought back to the board to review the individual circumstances for diesel reimbursement in the past. I'll just add, just for folks that may not be 100% familiar with this particular instance, sales out of Taiyi were curtailed in September, and we didn't run out of water for over 6 months. And so there has to be a reasonable expectation of the agency to foresee weather. That's a long time to foresee 6 months ahead. Your local weather forecaster can't go 24 hours ahead. So that's part of the risk. And I'll add another thing is that one of the challenges for managing this whole issue in this particular circumstance is the reservoirs don't hold a full years of water. So you have to make pre-sales out of a reservoir ahead of time before the rain, before you even know the rains are coming, or you stand a higher risk of spill or underutilizing the resource. So it's a balancing act. There's a bit of crystal ball stuff in there. You do the best decisions you can with the information you have at the time. I'll say one lesson learned out of this is earlier engagement with the entire board when larger issues come up, so they can be in, come together and have these type of discussions earlier in the process.
Okay, so we've captured a couple different things here. This one's pretty operational in terms of feathering utilization for feathering the diesel. And then this one would be a broader conversation about really what SEPA is about. So if, in Tor's instance, if we were to say they coordinate all generation for the diesel facilities on the islands or in those communities, that would be a deviation from current practice, which would be a broader discussion. So really what we're looking for is diesel protocol, right? So we have that. We're using it. Is that an appropriate mechanism? It sounds like there's some confusion or concern about whether or not this is working. So do we need to put more time into thinking about what that actually looks like? Is it something that folks have all got to come together and agree on, or is it something that's in practice that you're using? It seems like there's some discomfort with it in terms of the notification process. To me, it sounds like the objective here is to to come back and revisit this topic in terms of what makes sense for this protocol. But it's your facilitation, it's your program, it's what you guys want to do. But that's, you know, I'm just trying to filter what you guys are talking about, and that's what I'm hearing. So
I guess
something different.
I guess I'd say that as probably the person other than Carl who's been here for all the iterations of the diesel protocol, I mean, it's an ad hoc basis. There is no protocol other than it's on an ad hoc basis. So I think the question is, does it need to be more, given that it sounds like our the conclusion here is that what happened last year with the sales and the curtailment out of Taiyi and all the impacts from the weather is kind of a one-off deal. Not really, I guess I agree with Steve that it's not really a diesel protocol issue. It's more of an ops plan issue, and how does the ops plan work? And do you know, are we following our ops plan? So, I mean, maybe that, to me, that's a good point to be at, where we can just separate and say diesel protocol is just off here. What happened last time is completely different, and really the time spent on figuring out how you work on your ops plan and whether changes need to be made throughout the year is just completely different.
So, and I think, sorry, Tor, go ahead.
I was just going to add, so where that plays in, though, is the operation. So we choose to sell power to Ketchikan from Taiyi. And then if we oversell and then we're running low on water and we end up burning diesel, that's where that operation come back to interplay with diesel. That's,
but I think that, and again, looking forward, I think the solutions that were brought forward to the board after this happened, in my opinion, 99.9% of the time, this problem's